Chairman called for the vote for nominations for secretary for the current year.
Can we have a nomination for the secretary of the trustee board? Board of trustees?
I nominate Paul Bells.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any other nominees? All right, we will close the nomination.
Call for the roll.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Vallis?
Yes.
The office of the secretary have been moved and properly seconded, and there are any further discussions on the other nomination that come to, that's to come before this board? Any further discussion?
Okay, no further discussion?
Roll call to close the nominations.
Roll call.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Vallis?
Yes.
Roll call for the election of Paul Vallis as secretary to the board of trustees.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Vallis?
Yes.
That stated, the secretary is duly elected.
Oh, I can't. I abstain. No, I should say no.
No.
Congratulations, trustee Vallis. At this time, we'll approve of the minutes from the previous minutes on the date of December 9th, 2016. Are there any comments or corrections on those minutes? If not, we'll entertain a motion to accept those minutes.
So moved.
Is there a second?
A second.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to abstain.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Ms. Phillips, can you announce the committee assignments that were approved in the executive session?
Academic and Student Affairs Committee, Trustee Buckner. Finance and Audit Committee, Trustee Harper. Facilities Committee, Trustee Smith. Legislation and Human Resources, Trustee Gowen. Civil Service Merit Board, Trustee Buckner. CSU Foundation, Trustee Harper. Secretary of the Board. Well, that's the second.
Okay, thank you. We need the resolution on the boiler repair. Can we have that read? Okay, we'll just call for the motion for the boiler repair resolution. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Second.
That's been moved and second. You can call the roll.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Vallis?
Yes. Here.
Okay, there's one more action, and this is a special action that comes out of executive session. We're going to initiate a comprehensive and transparent review of the condition of the university. This includes finances, operations, organizations, programs, and facilities, and it will include a forensic audit. The results of this comprehensive review will be made public and will lay the foundation for a long-term strategic plan. We'll hear a motion in that order.
So moved.
Seconded.
Been moved and second. Call a roll.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Vallis?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. At this time, can Can you call for public comments, Ms. Phillips?
First person on the list is Patricia Steinhaus.
Good afternoon, Board of Trustees, Interim President Lucy. I'm Dr. Steinhaus from the Chicago, from the College of Education, representing the faculty component of the CSU Coalition, which is comprised of community members, alumni, faculty, and students who are striving toward partnership and sustaining public education. The faculty have developed concerns around the three primary areas, including concerns that even if the budget issues are resolved, the university's challenges will continue unless there is a change in past administrative practices. Those three areas of concern are administrative practices, faculty governance, and student concerns. Administrative concerns include cost of lawsuits brought against CSU and their unnecessary drain on the institution's budget. Elimination of programs, which has little budget impact, but does lead to enrollment decline. Failing to schedule, canceling courses needed by students to graduate. Inaccuracies in institutional data regarding program costs, enrollment, and graduation. Faculty governance issues include curriculum decisions made by administrative mandate rather than through the established process. Lack of enrollment data, input from faculty and chairs, and faculty reductions, leaving some programs with only one faculty member. Student concerns include university restructuring, and reductions, which resulted in a 61.9% reduction in the faculty and staff serving students, as opposed to a 13% reduction in administration. This happened over the summer. Reduction of tutoring services, abandonment of the CSU campus-based childcare project, reduction of advisors from 35 to 4. Thank you very much.
Delois Gainey? Of Winnie? Gaino. Okay.
Chairman Hatch?
Yes, ma'am.
President Lucy?
Yes.
Board members, my name is Dr. Lois Gaino. I am the recipient of the 2016 CSU Golden Alumna Award and have been inducted into the CSU Academy of Distinguished Alumni.
Congratulations.
Thank you. President Lucy? I am chair of the CSU Alumni Engagement Committee of the CSU Community Caucus Advisory Council and the CSU Coalition Leadership Team. I am speaking on behalf of CSU alumni. Like all alumni, I am concerned about recent rumors of CSU possibly closing and of reports that of the 35 to 40,000 alumni, only 600 plus are financial. The goal of the Alumni Engagement Committee is to help build a partnership between the CSU Board of Trustees, the CSU administration, and alumni. It is our hope that today's meeting will be the beginning of a strong, sustaining partnership that will work to serve all of the CSU family. The CSU Alumni Engagement Committee created the written statements of concerns that you will see attached to the document I just gave you. There are six, and I will just highlight those, and hopefully you and your leisure will read them, the comments below. One, there is no adequate financial base building plan to support the university. The financial structure of any university is better fortified by the support of its alumni. Two, the alumni office is inactive and/or understaffed. Three, there is no adequate, consistent, and ongoing communication with alumni over an extended period of time. Four, the expertise of our alumni is not adequately utilized to support the university. Five, alumni report that notification of campus events are not received in a timely manner. And lastly, there is no acknowledgement of alumni at CSU commencements. Thank you.
Deborah Jefferson.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Deborah Jefferson. I am a retiree from CSU, and I am the executive director of the Chicagoland Regional College Program. This is a very unique work, study, college, business partnership that has been in existence since 2003. We have Chicago State as our fiscal agent, and CSU was one of our charter partners along with Moraine Valley. Those two institutions are probably our largest members. We have served over 3,800 students since we have been in existence. The mission is to provide a debt-free college education. The students work out at the Hodgkins UPS facility, which is the largest land-based facility in the world for UPS. UPS is one of those companies that really does what it says. 90% of its management comes up from being a part-time package handler. And through education, they provide tuition, books, a weekly paycheck, and by participating in our program, the students also get an additional $400 stipend, and if they're a vet, they get $600 a month to do whatever they need. They get benefits after they've been there for about a year for their family. After about 60 days in the program, they can move up to their initial management as a part-time supervisor. So this gives the students an inroad into a corporate environment, employment, a steady way of getting an income, and for paying for their college. We do not restrict what their degree area is. If they're in education or in nursing and they have to have a different shift than the one, I'm sorry. There's more information about the program, and we're hiring. And we're expanding.
Michael LaFarque.
Hello, Mr. President and board. My name is Michael LaFarge. I am a CSU alumni, and I am the Community Engagement Committee Chair for the CSU Community Caucus Advisory Coalition. Today I'm here representing Mr. Earl Williams. He is our chair of the Student Engagement Committee. The Student Engagement Committee represents the concerns of the community as it pertains to meeting the needs of our CSU students. Partnership building with the board and the administration is our goal. The Student Engagement Committee has prepared a statement of student concerns, which contains 6 points that we are presenting you with today. Chicago State student body is characterized by 6 unique characteristics. Students who commute, who work during the day and must take night classes, who work, and are first-generation collegians, who are parents that need childcare, who therefore often need more than 4 years to complete their course of study, and who are outside the norm as it pertains to age in the SES State University students. The six student concerns we're presenting include library hours and services. They need to be expanded to accommodate the working students. The number of advising staff is insufficient to meet the number of students that they serve. Maintenance of campus housing has been problematic, which has been evidenced most recently by the need to close down the cafeteria, leaving students to get their meals from food trucks, and students having to use the physical education building's showers. CSU is the only state university without a campus-based childcare facility. And please indulge me, these are our CSU students we're representing. Despite the huge number of students that have children, they need a childcare facility. And there has been a reduction in the availability and quality of tutorial services for many of our very capable students. Finally, there has been a failure to regularly schedule courses which students need to complete their degree. This jeopardizes their re-enrollment, retention, and graduation. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Charlene Snelling. Philip Beverly.
For the record, Philip Beverly, Department of Criminal Justice, Political Science and Philosophy. Welcome to the new trustees, Trustee Buckner, Trustee Goen, Trustee Vallis, Trustee Harper. Thank you in advance for the work that you will do, because there's lots of work to be done. I apologize for using public comment time to make these comments, as the faculty doesn't appear on the agenda. But I can let you know right now, faculty stands ready to assist you in your transition in the board in any way that we can. If you don't know, faculty are pretty much, with our long-serving civil service employees, the corporate memory of the institution. Trustees come and go, administrators come and go, but faculty seem to be the enduring part of an institution, and so please rely on our corporate memory. I've been here, for example, since 1991, so I've picked up a little bit of information about how universities work. I hope that I understand from the chair that you received our correspondence, and yes. I'm happy to meet with you about that. I'm sure that the rest of the trustees got the correspondence as well. Look forward to talking to you about that. I'd humbly offer some suggestions for you in your tenure. One, familiarize yourself with the joint statement from AAUP, ACE, and AGB, sort of a seminal piece in faculty, staff, board governance. Continue asking the hard questions. Please practice self-care and don't be overwhelmed by all the stuff that needs to be done. Know that you have lives and professions and personal lives and all that. Don't reward failure. Stop the insanity. And I think it was Einstein that said insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And so if we continue the failed administrative practices that most of us in here are familiar with, we'll keep getting what we've got. And that's not good. And finally, I would say manage the tension between the board's responsibility of sort of flying at the 35,000 foot level and the big picture macro stuff and the involvement at ground level. So you might hear about advising, and I know our students are struggling with advising because our process is badly broken. This idea of having consultants come in, well, that's why we sort of pay administrators, so we don't really need consultants. Enrollment has been 13 consecutive semesters of enrollment decline. Don't reward failure. We can turn this around, but we can't turn it around if we keep doing the same things we've been doing. Facilities. I thought it was striking that much was made this morning about the cost savings of not having paper towels in the bathrooms. It's not only sort of drying my hands with paper towels, but if I spill something, there's nothing to wipe it up with. And so that puts an extra burden on our completely overworked building service workers who it doesn't make sense to me. Penny wise and pound foolish, another sort of failed administrative practice. And finally, about that tension between how you structure the university, I get you only hire one person. You're responsible for supervising that one person, and that one person better be the right one, because that impact is going to be felt throughout the rest of the institution. I can say, from the faculty perspective, just about unanimously, we believe we had the right one, and I hope we revisit that. Thank you.
Carmen Palmer.
Well, greetings, CSU Board of Trustee members, and welcome to the new members. My name is Dr. Carmen Palmer. I am a CSU alum. I am one of two co-chairs of the Chicago State University Coalition and the chair of the CSU Community Caucus Advisory Council. Partnership building with the CSU Board of Trustees and the administration is our goal. The CSU CAC created a written statement of concerns and issues from the community that we are presenting to you today. And that is attached. It is a document that identifies 13 issues and concerns. I'm only going to call out the captions, and at your leisure, you can read the descriptions. And so they begin with trust was a concern that needs to be reattended. Transparency, that I think I was hearing something that the board is already moving in that direction. That's very exciting. Communication breakdown, exclusion from institutional governance, CSU instability, financial state of exigency has since been addressed. Accreditation has also been is in the process of being addressed. Student services and enrollment needs. Failure to utilize faculty expertise. Poorly functioning CSU alumni and gifting department. Addressing negative media. The CSU re-imaged video, and lastly, CSU as a more collaborative community partner. One little last aside, you'll note that you have a third handout that is attached to this. One of our members had an unexpected emergency and was not able to make presentation, so the handout that is entitled Location of Public Comment on the Board of Trustee agenda. Could you please read that? Interim President Lucy and I have a proposal on side two of that where you are not meaning to be inconsiderate of us, but to wait to chat with you for 2 minutes for 6 hours plus just don't feel right. So we hope that you guys will read through that suggestion and consider it seriously, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tia Cooper. Sam Demarjian, Frank Horton.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Frank Horton. I'm from the class of 64, and that was back over near Wilson Junior College, Parker High School. Some of you might remember that. I'm currently the president of the Chicago State Educators. Who are the educators? If you would take your envelope out that was passed out to you, board members, did you get them yet? Did you pass them out, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
Okay, would you open them, please, board? And Dr. Gano said about awards, I was awarded by, honored by the School of Education for outstanding educators. I was honored by Phi Delta Kappa for outstanding alumni. And believe it or not, I was honored by one of your board members for 35 years of service to CPS. When I retired, Paul Vallis was our CEO. So I've been working with kids for quite a while. We started this program, the Chicago State Educators, when a lot of us came together to help Chicago State. So what we are, we do a fundraiser every year at the DuSable Museum with different artists. All the proceeds goes to Chicago public school students who will come into Chicago State. They must be coming to Chicago State. Now, if you look at the second page in your letter, I would like for Paul Vallis to read the four kids that we have here now. Now, we have three now, one graduated in the School of Nursing with a 3.8. Now, who are those other students, Mr. Vallis?
Let's see. There's Mariel Jackson, these students, and Michael Hill.
What school is he from?
Mariel Jackson, Julian High School.
Julian High School.
Yes, and Michael Hill from Hirsch Metro.
Hirsch High School.
Ariana Sutton from South Shore International Prep High School, IB School. Okay, and Avery Mims from Gwendolyn Brooks College Preparatory Academy. I'm proud to say one of the high schools that I opened.
What's her grade point average?
4.0 for Avery. 3.7 for Ariana, 2.93 for Michael, and I don't see a grade point average for...
Well, she graduated already. She graduated nursing with a 3.8.
Yes, she did.
Now, those are kids from Chicago Public Schools. And the proceeds that we raised last year went to scholarships for them. And that's how well they're doing. We are very selective. Our fundraiser this year will be on March 25th. We have Teresa Griffin and D. Alexander, great artists. Tickets are $50. All proceeds goes to Chicago public school kids who come to Chicago State. So, trustees, you have your tickets. I see Dr. Smith left, but he participates every year. He gets 10. Spencer Leake used to get 10. Mr. Lucy always support us, Dr. Henderson, they always support this program. They're there, so we want your support so we can increase the number of kids that we support coming here. And we have some great ideas that we're gonna share with you. I have coaches, J.W. Smith, Roy Curry. We're gonna work on plans to get more kids here. I was at a basketball game for homecoming, the gym was empty. So we're gonna have some incentive program for principals in high school to reward those kids by coming here to a game on Saturday. They don't need to pay, they need to come here and fill that gym and see the university. And we want a program to invite Chicago public school counselors here for breakfast to show them our facility. They haven't seen this beautiful library. It's a beautiful facility. So thank you for your support. My home address is on the envelopes you have. You don't have to write the check today. You can put it in the mail. Thank you very much.
We have one more resolution.
All right. believe, by decree of the state, we have to appoint a person as the, to the Adult Employment Commission. And so, counsel, would you give us that?
Yeah, pursuant to statute, Chicago State University was the designated institution to appoint a chair of this Young Adult Education Employment Commission. And therefore be it resolved that, the chairman of the Board of Trustees, Chicago State University, designate Dr. Jamila Jordan as chairperson of the commission.
All right, we'll call for a motion for the appointment of Dr. Jordan.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and second. Call the roll.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
And Trustee Ballas?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you all for coming today and being part of what we've been doing all day. We hope that you'll continue to work with us. We want to welcome the new trustees that are coming aboard. And that being said,
I missed signing in because I'm on the second shift and I got up late. I'm a building service worker and I want to say something. I wrote it down. It'll be quick. So if you allow me to do this, I appreciate it. Sure. We appreciate it. Is that out of order?
2 minutes.
Less than two.
Less than two, yes.
Yes. Thank you. My name is Carolyn Phillips. I'm a building service worker slash Local 73 union steward. Some of our issues and some of our concerns. We went from 100% to 50%. The first shift, 25%, and second shift, 25% of staff. We are being shifted around like cattle. We're going from one building to another. We understand it's not clean as it should be, but we do not have the staff to do it. Okay. It should be at least two building service workers to a building for safety reasons. I was pulled from one of my buildings, my assigned area, and put in a building by myself. They said, well, you have some help, whatever that means. Okay, so I had to deal with that. The sub-foremans were demoted, so was our pay. So we are now building service workers. We're on a bad shift from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And it's messing with our sleep. All of the building service workers who work that shift, we're working up at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning. We normally don't do that because we used to be in 4 to 12, 3 to 11, 2 to 10. And there's one person who has the key to all the equipment. One person has the key to all the supplies. So normally you have all the equipment in each building. That would be accessible. But in this case, you got to make advance notice, or if that person's not there, we can't do it. But it would be better if all the equipment was in each building. We need some quality, commercial, new equipment. Because every time we get equipment fixed, it breaks down. So supplies, we need better supplies because, you know, we're dealing with a lot of germs and everything. So we need better supplies with, you know, bleach and stuff, whatever, like that, to kill the germs. So this is all I have to say. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn the board meeting.
So moved.
Second? Is there a second?
Trustee Buckner?
Second.
I got a second. Okay.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Ballas?
Yes.
All right. Meeting adjourned.